Okay, you've been so kind and generous with your teachings. Thank you. Do you think being introduced to Buddhism guided you to the contemplative life, or would you have become a monk in any tradition? Would you share a bit of your story? So I did give a bit of my story, but you know, certainly there is a draw to some kind of contemplative life, some kind when I was young, I wasn't drawn, religion really didn't draw me. Although the, and that's probably just a manifestation of stubbornness and contrariness. But there was a real draw to something resonated immediately with Buddhism, and something also drew me to meditation, training the mind. And there was something, a draw to that, really looking for ways to do that. And the I remember when I the very first time I went back to Canada. Oh no, it wasn't. It was before even when I was I think I was still at university, and I was out east visiting an uncle and aunt of mine, and there was shortly before I was already interested in Buddhism. Shortly before I left, and we were talking, and something came up about religion and Buddhism and meditation. And my aunt said, I remember looking after you when you're a small child, and some, as they do with little kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? I said, I want to be a priest. And it was something that I was very embarrassed because there was another friend of mine with me. We were traveling out east. Oh dear. but it was sort of, but that I could see that certainly was something that resonated through, even if it wasn't conscious, something definitely drawing me to some kind of spiritual tradition, some kind of spiritual training.